jinarabe bu jara ñone dam kenaade mon ko joodi aljanna e yore le fulatu meliyaade ci meliyaade fulatu meliyaade dam kama gore dam fulatu meliyaade ci meliyaade fulatu meliyaade dam kama gore dam dimi yore le ayo ma dem ba jallo e dabi baba dun di notuma ayo ma dem ba yo gore nye gore dabi baba dun di notuma fulme hande be tawal gal di domda dartu ba mo ba yow tongo mi da tawal men ko jalo ko jara men ko ketam dimi yore le dimi veli yade non la tu veli yade e kon dama ko li dando la tu veli yade siki no bo musa sewa la tu veli yade e tu masu bo maunde kanne la tu veli yade aye ande mi fada waina de gore e yo le de la tu veli yade si veli yade la tu veli yade do ya ma gore la tu veli yade si veli yade la tu veli yade do ya ma gore la dimi yo le de veli yade jo da me angulo jau tongo mi da
Thank you. Oh, yeah, classic High Life style band right there called Goop Le Funny. The song Koupa Lome, and they are from the town Le Funny in Casamance region of Senegal. That's right. So, yeah, lots of very bright, very happy music. And it's a part of Senegal, as I mentioned, geographically distinct, as Gambia basically cuts it off from the rest of the country, which is a very quirky little sliver of a nation that runs only within a few kilometers of the Gambia River. But, the reason Casamance is so distinct is that the major ethnic group called Djola, J-O-L-A, that's the dominant ethnic group in Casamance, but they represent only 4% of the total population of Senegal. So the Wolof, who are the country that dominate the nation as a whole and politics as a whole, are somewhat at odds with the Djola, or the Djola, at least they have a sense of economic disenfranchisement within Greater Senegal. So there's been a separatist movement in the region of Casamance advocating for independence and autonomous administration. As started in the 80s, the political party called the Movement of Democratic Forces of Casamance. And then since then, there's been sadly some problems in the region, instability over this kind of insurgence of the Djola kind of fighting for their independence in a sort. So ongoing thing in the region where there's a nation that's huge, and within places, not everybody gets the respect they probably deserve. So anyways, that's just a little aside. Casamance. And before that, classic group from a town called Le Funny. We heard from a fellow, a current musician, Dabi Balde, vocalist. And from his 2005 record, we heard the song Fuladu, the album Introducing Dabi Balde. And he is from the city of Kolda. I think it's the second largest in the greater region there. Yes. And we started that set of music with some hip-hop from the biggest city, Ziguinchor. Great name for a city. Starts with a Z. Hardcore Side was the group, and that just came out last fall. The song was Hip-Hop Si Nguni. So it's pretty hard-hitting raps there for you in languages I do not understand. A little bit of French, tiny bit of English. Well, I understand those fairly well, but also, who knows what else? Maybe Djola language, or it was Wolof, I'm not sure. Yeah, cool. So we're going to hit the big city again, Ziguinchor here, with a kora player, which is the dominant string instrument, aside from, the guitar. Here is Sekou Keita on the kora, and also a drummer. And he is a charismatic live performer, a champion of the lesser-known rhythmically rocking kora repertoire from Casamance. So we're going to hear a new song of his, came out last year, called If Only I Knew. Sekou Keita, right here on Wandering Rhythms.
More falé.
Some more Kora magic right there. That was Ablaye Sissoko from Kolda, Senegal, born in the year 1970. And he's joined on that song by a trumpeter, a blower of horn, Volker Goetze. No idea where he's from, but probably not the same town. And yeah, collaborating with musicians all over the place. These Senegalese musicians are hip to the times. The song was Nte Dionola. That came out about a year ago. And before that, we heard another great Kora player, Sekou Keita with the song If Only I Knew. The story of a young man who had a dream he couldn't comprehend, and so his mother suggested he talk to his grandfather. His wise grandfather listened to the young Sekou, who had dreamt of life and what it could become. His grandfather comforted him, but did not, without warning. That's the premise to the story. You gotta see the video, though. Oh, wow. Epic. Epic. Yes, that was Wandering Rhythms and a voyage through Casamance, southern region of Senegal. Hope you enjoyed it, or at least heard some sounds that your ears have never experienced. All the best to you humans out there, animals, trees. Just have a great week and a springtime. And goodbye.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.